All right, turn to Matthew chapter number 4. Matthew chapter 4, we'll start here. Our character for tonight is Peter. And it's amazing when you have one of these Bible conferences and a meeting like this that you spend so much time preparing for them, praying about them, I hope, and attending them, and then you don't realize as the week goes on how fast the week is flying by. And here we are. But I'm going to try to do my best this evening. I know every independent Baptist in the world has said this, but I'm going to try to do my best just to give you something quick this evening. That way I can get out of the way and let the Lord work through the preaching tonight. I'm not trying to take away from the next message, but the Word of God tells me that if you took every book in the world and put them together, you wouldn't have enough room on those pages to talk about Jesus. And so I'd like to give the preacher as much time tonight as he can to talk about the Lord Jesus Christ. But here's our topic for the night is Peter. Peter was the big mouth of the disciples. I love reading through the Gospels because there are many times I read about Peter and laugh and just think, really? Did you really just say that? And then there are other times when I have to take a step back reading about Peter and say, wow. That's a lot like what I do, and it looks really foolish when Peter does it, but I know when I do it, it's got to look just as foolish. So I learn a lot about Peter. But what I'd like to do this evening, if we could, is almost zoom out on his life and see the picture of his life and see maybe if God will give us something quick this evening. But here's the first thing we read about in the book of Matthew, actually in the whole Word of God about Peter. Peter, before he followed Jesus Christ and before he became a disciple of Jesus Christ, he was a fisherman by trade, him and his brother working for his dad, I believe. And he was just an ordinary man. But we see here, let's go ahead and read our passage, Matthew chapter number 4 and verse number 17. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith unto them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And they straightway left their nets and followed him. Let's pray. Father, I need your help this evening. God, you know I cannot do what needs to be done. And Lord, I'm just asking that you'll minister to the hearts of those who are here, and maybe even those who could not be here but are listening to the live stream. And God, I just pray that you'll give us the encouragement that we need and maybe the challenge that we need from your word, from the life of Peter this evening. God, I desperately need your help, and I'm asking for it now in Jesus' name. Amen. When you read about Peter in the Gospels, you read of a very different man than you read about in the book of Acts. It's almost hysterical. But here we have a very wonderful passage. If you don't have Matthew chapter 4 and verse number 18 and 19, you don't have anything in the book of Acts that's wonderfully written about the man named Peter. The Bible says here, verse 19, "He saith unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Well, they could have said, "We don't like to talk to people. We're fishermen. We're kind of to ourselves." But they didn't say that. They just went straightway after the Lord. But there's something wonderful here about this passage. And because of the way it plays out in Peter's life, it tells you that this is the truth. Jesus did not call Peter to follow him because Peter was going to be this great natural orator on behalf of God. In fact, every time Peter opened his mouth, it was typically long enough to take his foot out and put the other foot in. That was Peter. I mean, he said some pretty dumb stuff when he was following Jesus Christ, pretty much all through the Gospels. Very, very quick to open his mouth, and usually he hadn't thought very much about what he was going to say first. But what I love about this passage is Jesus said, "Follow me." What's the next few words? "And I will make you fishers of men." And that's exactly what happens in the life of Peter. I want to give you just briefly, I want to remind you of the stories of the Gospels of Peter and generally what he says. In Matthew chapter 14, Peter's in the midst of a storm, you see, and he sees Jesus, and Jesus, well, they're afraid of him, and they think he's a spirit, and Jesus said, "It's me," and Peter said, "You got to prove it. So in order to prove that it's you, bid me to come out to you on the water, and let me walk on the water a little ways, just to prove that you are who you say you are." So Peter did. He stepped out on the water, and he walked on the water just a little ways, and then he got his eyes off of Jesus, got his eyes out on the storm, that'll preach. And he began to sink. And so Jesus lifted him out, brought him back to the boat, and said, "You have a little faith." The next thing we have in Matthew chapter number 16 is Jesus begins to teach his disciples and tell his disciples that in just a few short months, he is going to be betrayed by one of them. He is going to be beaten. He's going to be crucified and nailed to a rugged cross. And the Bible says this. Oh, this is so graphic. The Bible says that Peter literally takes him, the Son of God, he takes him and begins to rebuke him. Wow. Peter takes the Son of God by the collar and says, "Be it far from thee. You can't die. You didn't come here to die on a cross. You came here to set up your kingdom and to get rid of all of our enemies." Rebuking the Lord. Oh, but how often, I'm not supposed to preach here, but how often do we rebuke God almost in our prayer for not giving us what we want? That was Peter. All throughout the Gospels, there's almost hardly ever anything good you read about Peter in the Gospels. Very rarely. Matthew 17, Jesus takes Peter and James and John into a high mountain. And Jesus is transfigured before them. Jesus reveals to him in his glorified body what he's going to be like, him. And then there's Moses and Elias, and they're all standing there in just the bright glory of God. And Peter gets to see that. And so Peter sees Jesus in his glorified body. And Peter sees Moses. And Peter sees Elias. And then he says, "Hey, we fit right in here. It's good for us to be here." And he says, "Why don't we build a temple for one for Jesus, one for Moses, one for Elias?" Jesus said, No, that's not what we're going to do." Peter asked in Matthew 18, "How oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times?" And he wasn't expecting the answer. Jesus said, "No, 70 times seven." And I think he was taken back by that. In Matthew 19, and then let's just move along. Matthew chapter 26. Let's go there. Matthew 26. Let's look at this verse. In Matthew chapter 26, they just finished at the Last Supper. Judas has just left. And he's going to betray the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the last few hours before Jesus is going to be taken and brought before Pilate. And so they go into the Mount of Olives and they sing a hymn. And they're just about to go into the Garden of Gethsemane where Jesus is going to cry to his Father. And this is what Peter says. Look what the Bible says here. Matthew chapter 26. And look at verse number 30. "When they had sung an hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Then saith Jesus unto them, All ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. Peter answered and said unto him, Though all men should be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, that this night, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. Peter said unto him, Though all should die with thee, yet will I not, or though all should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise also shall, said all the disciples." You see how confident, overconfident he is? "If everybody leaves you, I'm never going to leave you." Those are usually the people who are not in church the following week. That was Peter. So Jesus Christ is betrayed. Jesus Christ stands there in front of the council. And Peter follows off a ways. And the Bible says it happened exactly as Jesus said. Somebody came to him once, somebody came to him twice, somebody came to him a third time. Each time, he denied very boldly that he even knew the Lord. He cursed. I don't know this man! And the Bible tells us in the book of Luke that the very last time that he said, I don't know this man! And denied the Lord Jesus Christ, that his eyes locked with the eyes of the Lord Jesus Christ. Read about it in the book of Luke. The Bible says he began to weep. Because he knew that it happened just like Jesus said it would, three times. And that rooster began to crow and he knew, oh no, I've denied the Lord. Come with me, if you will, to the book of Luke, chapter number 24. Luke chapter 24. And this is where we're going to try to land this evening. Luke chapter 24. So Jesus Christ does what he said he came to do, and that's to seek and to save that which is lost. Jesus Christ went to that cross as he said he would, and he died as he said he would. Oh, but 3 days and three nights later, he rose again as he said he would. And then Jesus Christ, after getting the disciples all back together and making them know for a certainty that he really was alive, they're all there in the upper room, and Jesus gives them the great commission. Go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. Acts chapter number 1, he said, ye shall be witnesses unto me, both unto Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. And Jesus ascends back up into heaven. And almost immediately, Peter, the guy who put his foot in his mouth all the time, Peter, the guy who denied the Lord Jesus Christ, Peter, the guy who hardly ever had faith in what Jesus said, Peter, the one who began to rebuke Jesus and say, you're not right about this. All of a sudden, Peter stands up in the midst of those 120 brethren, and he says, hey, it's going to happen just like God said it would. Look at all the scriptures. And he begins to go to the scriptures and say, look, this is what the Bible said would happen. Look, come on, let's just believe God. The next chapter, he preaches the gospel and 3,000 souls get saved by his bold preaching of the word of God and his confidence in the resurrection of the dead that just a few days ago he denied and didn't even believe that it was true. You go on and keep going through the book of Acts, and the Bible says that Peter would heal people, and Peter would bring back men from the dead by the power of the Spirit of God. And Peter would preach the gospel so boldly, and the resurrection of the dead, of Jesus Christ from the dead, with so much boldness that he was willing, and this time it was true, he was willing to die for the Lord Jesus Christ. What made the difference? What a change in somebody's life to go from denying the Lord and all of a sudden being so confident of who he is that you're willing to die for him. He said it in the book of Acts, I believe it's in chapter 5, that he, after he was beaten for preaching the gospel, he came back to the brethren and said, I am rejoicing that I'm counted worthy to suffer for his name. What a difference. What I'd like to say is, first of all, that's not because he was a great fisher of men. It's because Jesus can take a man who's not and make him what he's not by nature. If you're not naturally good at talking to people, Jesus can make you a fisher of men. The creator of the universe who created all things by the word of his power, and he said, I can make you a fisher of men. How did that happen? What made the difference? Let me give you four things quickly. What made the difference in Peter's life that caused him to change from such a denier of the Lord Jesus Christ to such a bold preacher of the gospel? Luke chapter 24. Jesus Christ is raised from the dead as he said he would. And they didn't believe it. The women, they come and they're much perplexed. And then the Bible says that the angel came and said, he's not here, he's risen. Remember how he spake unto you. Verse number 8, Luke chapter 24, verse 8. And they remembered his words and returned from the sepulchre and told all these things unto the 11 and to the rest. It was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, and other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles. Look at verse 11. And their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. What a sad thing. Jesus over and over told his disciples, I am going to die and I'm going to rise again. And they just said, what kind of tale is this? They didn't believe. So look what happens. The Bible says in verse number 30, I'm skipping so much here for time. It came to pass as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and brake and gave it them, and their eyes were opened and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. In fact, in verse 27, the Bible says, and beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Now skip with me down to verse number 44. And he said unto them, these are the words which I speak unto you while I was yet with you, that all these things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. What made the difference between who Peter was and who Peter became? First of all, he believed the scripture. When he finally got to the place in his life where he stopped doubting that everything God said is true, then God could take him and God could use him. And until we get to that place in our life, we will never be used of God the way that he desires for us to be. Number two, continue reading. Look at verse 45, or actually verse 46. And said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father unto you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. Secondly, be filled with the Spirit of God. That's what the Bible said. We're not going to turn there. Look at John chapter number 21. We'll finish here. In Acts chapter 1, Jesus said the same thing. I want you to go into all the world. I want you to go to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, uttermost parts of the earth. Preach the gospel and tell them what I have done so they can be saved. But he said, I don't want you to go in your own power. I want you to wait to be filled with the Holy Spirit of God. Because if you try to go into this world and try to convert people in your own power, they're not converted. It takes the power of God working through you to take somebody out of death and bring them into life. You can't do that. It takes the Spirit of God. Oh, I wish I could spend some time here. The Holy Spirit of God will instantly come inside of you and seal you to the day of redemption the moment you trust in Jesus Christ. But you cannot be filled with the Spirit of God if you're filled with other things. Peter got to the place in his life where he allowed the Holy Spirit to have complete control, and God used him to reach the world with the gospel. Number three, look at this. This is what happened in between that time. John chapter 21, verse 15. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my lambs. He saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, feed my sheep. You cannot become the soul winner that God wants you to be if you do not genuinely love the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, lovest thou me more than these? Peter, do you love me more than you love your fishing boat? Peter, do you love me more than you love your career? Peter, do you love me? It could mean this. Do you love me more than you love your friends? Peter, do you love me more than your friends love me? Do you love me above all else? And Peter said, I do. And said, all right, prove it. If you and I are ever going to faithfully serve the Lord and do what He wants us to do with our life, we've got to love Him above all else. And the last thing I see here, look at verse number 20. Then Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved following, which also, in verse 19, Jesus said again, follow me, and so he did. Which also leaned on his breast at supper and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? Peter, seeing him, saith to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? Jesus saith unto him, if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. Lastly, this evening, just follow Jesus. That simple. Peter, for a moment, was worried about what this brother was going to do and what this sister was doing. And, well, they're not doing this the way I think, and they're not doing this the way I think it should be done, and they're doing this differently than I would do it. Lord, they're doing something wrong. Jesus, don't worry about that. Worry about your relationship with Jesus Christ and follow me. What's going to make such a drastic change in your life? To bring you from being somebody who's just a babe in Christ and carnal and not able to do what needs to be done, and somebody that's able to accomplish so much for God. Believe the Bible. Be filled with the Spirit of God. Love Jesus. And follow Him. I love you, Lord. Thank you for your truth. I pray that you bless the rest of our evening. In Jesus' name, amen.